Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, January 14th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. One of the side effects of all the port scanning we have been doing the last couple days with the new router scan tool is that some people connected to the tool via IPv6. Of course, if you connect to the tool via IPv6, chances are that the tool is scanning your PC, not the router, because it's getting the actual address of the PC connecting to it, because with IPv6 you typically don't have NAT. The result is that a couple of people discovered that their systems are actually pretty wide exposed on IPv6. And just as a reminder, Comcast, for example, now has 25% of its network ready for IPv6, and many Comcast users are using IPv6. One reader, for example, who is using an ASUS router stated that the router perfectly routes IPv6 but doesn't have any ability to actually filter it, so you're left with the host-based filtering. In Windows, it's enabled by default, but for example, if you had a web server enabled on the system, I've seen this with web developers usually, to, for example, internally share a website or do some web development, well, with IPv6, it's now likely going to be exposed to the world. If you are concerned about this, usually the easiest way to secure yourself is to turn off IPv6 on the router. You should not turn off IPv6 in the operating system. With Microsoft, for example, you are in an unsupported configuration if you turn off IPv6. And we have talked before about the deadline for Windows XP. Its support ends in April. Well, it turns out that there is one good piece of news. The German computer magazine CT did a survey of antivirus vendors to figure out what their policy will be for respective Windows XP products. And, well, the actual good news here is it may be up to 2016. For example, F-Secure states that its product, Antivirus 2014, will be supported until September 2016. Others, Avira, for example, 2015. And then there are a few that essentially say end of 2014. So you should be okay at least till the end of the year. The one exception, of course, is Microsoft's Security Essentials. It will expire in April 2014, or at least there will be no more signature updates for Windows XP as of April 2014. And this weekend, Dropbox did experience an outage, and one of the suggestions was that this was caused by a distributed denial of service account. Well, not so, says Dropbox. Dropbox now states that the outage was due to a server upgrade gone bad. Essentially, the server was supposed to be inactive when the upgrade ran, but the script that checked whether or not there was nothing running, nobody connected to the server, didn't run correctly, and as a result, some servers were upgraded that weren't supposed to be upgraded, which then caused kind of a cascade failure and caused other servers to go down and become unresponsive as well. That's one of the things that's often overlooked, that a lot of outages are really caused by configuration issues or in general operator error. We spend a lot of time putting in generators and additional capacity and extra disks and RAID arrays and whatnot else, but really the one thing that's often overlooked is simple configuration management, which in some cases would avoid more problems than some of these technical means. At least that's also my experience. And about 2 years ago, two Google engineers took it upon themselves to look for bugs in FFmpeg. FFmpeg is an open source library that's used to decode video files, and it's used in many, many other products where you may not even realize that FFmpeg is sort of the back end of the particular piece of software. Well, over the last 2 years, these two Google engineers found over 1,100 bugs in FFmpeg. attack. Many of them, of course, could have been security vulnerabilities and exploitable at some point. So actually a real great effort. They didn't do that manually, but they used a code scanning tool that was developed at Google, Address Sanitizer. Address Sanitizer in particular looks for memory allocation errors and such, which was one particular problem. That Blake FFmpeg, like for example null pointer that you're referencing, and this tool is pretty efficient in finding these flaws automatically. Well, that's it for today. Don't forget, a big patch day coming up. Big in the sense that we have Oracle, Adobe, and Microsoft, but only for Microsoft bulletins. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.